This is JIS News. Coming up, Health Ministry remains committed to tobacco control. CARICOM to benefit from EU Development Fund, and DBJ approves 2.3 million for MSME sector. Details after the break. Stay with us.
The blood bank is always in need of blood. Give generously. The blood you give today may save your life tomorrow.
Now the news. Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson says Jamaica remains committed to satisfying its obligations under the Framework Convention on Tobacco Control, the FCTC. Minister Ferguson was addressing a team from the Secretariat of the World Health Organization, the WHO Framework Convention on Tobacco Control, and the Pan American Health Organization, PAHO, Monday. He says he's encouraged by the support that Jamaica received in the implementation of the Public Health Tobacco Control Regulations 2013. The WHO team is in Jamaica from August 18 to August 22 to conduct a joint needs assessment and examine the country's progress towards achieving the objectives of the articles within the Framework Convention on Tobacco Control. The needs assessment exercise is coordinated jointly by the Convention Secretariat along with countries that are parties to the Convention in order to identify their specific technical and financial needs and the gaps which restrain their fulfilling the objectives under the terms of the FCTC. During the week, discussions will be had with key stakeholders, including government ministries, international organizations, and development partners. Jamaica signed the FCTC in 2003 and ratified the treaty in 2005. The European Union has more than doubled its support to CARICOM countries under the 11th European Development Fund, the EDF. This as some 350 million euros in new support has been allocated for the programming period, which runs from 2014 to 2020. The provision is an increase of 185 million euros over the 165 million provided under the 10th EDF from 2008 to 2014. Chargé d'affaires at the delegation of the EU to Jamaica, Jesus Oros Baguena, made the announcement during a recent press conference in New Kingston. Of the total amount, 110 million euros are being earmarked for regional integration and the implementation of the Economic Partnership Agreement, the EPA, which governs CARICOM trades with the EU.
EPA's rationale is to help create an environment where trade spurs growth and development. Ultimately, the success of Jamaica will depend on its capacity to adapt to the changing global economic environment and to create an internationally competitive economy.
Mr. Baguena says the EU will continue to assist the country in achieving these objectives for the benefit of all Jamaicans. The Development Bank of Jamaica, the DBJ, has approved over 9,700 loan applications valued at $2.3 billion for the micro, small and medium-sized enterprises MSME sector during the last fiscal year. This was disclosed by General Manager of Strategic Services at the DBJ, Claudine Tracy, during the launch of the Financial Information and Real-Time Matchmaking Firm Expo in New Kingston recently.
We actually have a target of $3 billion for this year. And I'm happy to say that we're on track to achieve that target.
FIRM is an initiative to assist businesses which are unable to get funding from the traditional banking sector. Its primary aim is to develop and implement a multifaceted public awareness model for entrepreneurial funding opportunities, which will be executed island-wide. The FIRM Expo is slated for October 4 at the Carl Hendrickson Auditorium on the grounds of Jamaica College in Kingston. And Mayor of Falmouth, Councillor Garth Wilkinson, says a number of plans are being put in place to facilitate development in Falmouth, Trelawney. He says these plans will be discussed at a special meeting dubbed the Mayor's Forum on August 19, starting at 6 p.m. The forum is aimed at getting all stakeholders involved in the development of the historic Water Square and surrounding areas in Falmouth. The council will also be working with business operators and citizens in Falmouth through a public education campaign in ensuring their movements and operations positively impact the parish capital. Mayor Wilkinson, who was speaking in a recent interview with JIS News, says part of the public education program is to inform the general public on the importance of having a clean environment. That was the JIS News. I am Camilla Guthrie.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.